Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Successful Solutions, the podcast where we show you how to make action your greatest habit. I'm going to start by saying you're wonderful. I'm happy you're here. You're doing good. And life can be better if it isn't already the best. I'm really excited you're here. I'm excited that you're listening to this. I want to really validate you for listening to these episodes and pushing yourself to be better, or at least in the attempt of going in the right direction with your life. I feel and have seen a visual image of this before, where there's a group of people on a field, and it's on a running track, and there's some of the teenagers in the grass, and they're just kind of sitting there talking, and they're not really doing anything. And then there's this one person in crutches who has it looks like they have a broken leg. And what you can see is that person in crutches is on the racetrack and they're trying their absolute hardest in life. And so if you have ever felt like, hey, you know, I just keep trying and I keep trying and I keep trying and it doesn't really seem to get me anywhere, the quote in the post said, if you are trying, you are doing way more than those who are doing nothing. So someone can be in a better position than you. Someone can be in a better place than you. But if you're out, even if you have a broken leg and you're trying hard, that's what matters more in the long term than just being naturally gifted at something. So many people are so naturally gifted. They're smarter, better looking, they have more money, their situation is better than yours, they grew up with both their parents, they have disposable income. Life is just better for them. And if you ever felt like you're being that kid on the crutches too, and you're just trying but you're not sure how far you're getting, just know that it's more important to try hard in the long run than just having things being given to you and your life just being and is going in a nice, easy direction. So to start off with, I'm going to get into some definitions that are very helpful. They're very common definitions, but I feel like when we know what these definitions mean, I was talking with a kid at work. I was explaining some of the simple words, and you could just tell after I was defining some of the words that he just brightened up and he looked happy. The thing I asked him to do, he understood it perfectly and it was awesome. So I love going over small words, and in sentences when people are talking, they say these little words, but if you have a clearer idea of what the words mean and you can see a mental image picture of it, then you can get a better idea of what they're saying. And if you understand more what they're saying, then you can understand more where they are coming from. And if you understand more where they're coming from, then you can easily get along with them better. You can follow, if they're like an employer of yours or something, you can do exactly what they're saying in an easier way. If it's a marital partner or a spouse or a girlfriend or a boyfriend, then it's easier to understand where they are coming from because you have the definition of what exactly they are saying, not just a vague concept of like, oh, well, maybe they mean this or maybe they mean that. And I think it helps too, because you can ask people to clarify more things. Like, when you're saying this, do you mean this or do you mean this? And having the understanding or being able to ask the right questions to have the idea of what people are saying, it gives you an advantage. So that way you're not going to get struggle or hit by confusions of what people are saying, or if someone wants you to sign something, you know exactly what it says. In my viewpoint and what I've read and learned about, people who are illiterate often can get easily taken advantage of, because if they're signing something and they don't know what it says, who knows what they're signing up for? Being literate is incredibly important and it'll help you in the long run. So I want to emphasize the value of being literate. And I also want you to have the viewpoint of not thinking you know everything about these words, because I thought that I knew what these words meant, but after I looked into them, I was like, wow, I'm actually really illiterate. Like, I've been studying words for the past 7 years now, just basic conceptual, basic everyday usage words. And it hasn't been more until the last, I'd say, month or two that I've really started to understand what people are saying, and I understand what I'm reading, and it makes it a lot of fun. If you ever feel like you don't enjoy reading, it's probably because you don't understand the words. So I'm going to start with the first one, which is evere. And this includes all things in a group, that neighborhood, in that location. All of them have their lights on. Every lane is being used by a vehicle. So if you're going on the highway and it's a four-lane highway, every lane would include the first lane, the second lane, the third lane, and the fourth lane. Every lane is being used by a vehicle. So it's kind of like saying all. All and every are very interchangeable. All lights, all of the houses have their lights on. All of the lanes are being used. That's a simple idea of one of the definitions of evere. The next thing I'm going to get into is a book that I have been reading. I've been talking about this with a close friend, and we value this book so much. Simple things that, you know, sometimes we just overlook. That's not that important, but they are important, and I want to emphasize how important they are. So I'm just going to get into one of them. It is to take care of yourself. So you want to brush your teeth, you want to get plenty of rest, you want to take showers. These are the basic ideas behind care. You have yourself, and you're doing actions to make sure that you are happy, clean, and healthy. And so we're going to get into the first one, which is get help when you are sick. Help is to put yourself towards closer to a goal. Like if you're helping a friend, the whole entire idea is that you're assisting or doing something to make it easier for that person to do something else. You're picking up a few more boxes to help them load it into a truck. If they're feeling sick, you don't make them go to the store. You go and get the medicine for them. You're doing an action for them that makes them that get closer towards what they're wanting to achieve. And when is a time frame. So when you are sick only relates to time. So when can be, when do you want to talk with me? That's asking for a time. And then are is an interesting word. It's kind of like the state of something. And this is a little bit of a tricky word because it relates to the actual thing that is occurring at that moment in time. Are and is and be are very interchangeable with this definition. An example of this is if you say the door is closed, that means at that moment in time, the door isn't open. But if you say the door is open, then that's the state of the door in that current moment being open. It's like a factual thing. It's something that actually exists in that moment in time. The leaves are falling off the tree in that moment in time. The leaves are falling off the tree. That person is sick. At that moment in time, the person being referred to is in a state of having a cold or a flu. And so when you say, get help when you are sick, a different way to say this is at the time when a person is sick, not feeling well, having a cold, you go and get assistance, meaning you have another person, or doing actions for yourself to make sure that you become healthy again. You don't have the cold, the flu is no longer existent. And this can be things like telling someone or talking with someone, tell, talk, communicate, it's all the same thing, that you want to get healthy again. This is getting help. Or you can see a doctor, or if you know how to take care of yourself, then that's a way to go about it. And as a success story, before we end off here, good morning, Ian. I started a program with 7 other guys every Monday talking about things to better ourselves, and I couldn't have done it without you. I really appreciate your help. Hope you have an awesome day. That was something that really made my day. I reached out to this guy about 3 weeks ago. I've had 2 or 3 conversations with him, and he's already pushing his life in a better direction. And I'm just excited that I get to be a part of that whole process. If you want help with something and you are looking for assistance with your own life, reach out to me, guys. I would love to help you. I would love to make your lives better. I feel like I've already reached out to several people and their lives are improving. It's kind of like I touch them and their life goes in a better direction. And I'm like, oh, this is the best thing ever. So you can contact me at iantolson.com. Send me an email. I will send you an email. Get motivated. Reach out to me. Let me help you. and keep being awesome, my friends. Thank you for listening to this. It means the world to me that you guys are plugging into my episodes, and I'm excited that I get to talk with you. Alrighty, cheers.